Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to episode 194. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, guys?
Awesome.
Good times.
Good times.
You think we're trying to, like, convince ourselves?
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, Nate says yes.
He says no, but he's shaking his head yes.
I have no reason to try to convince myself.
Man, never. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome.
You guys are doing okay. Mm-hmm. How's your week?
Really good, I have to say. I'm being completely honest, too.
Yeah, it's going.
What's up with the weather today?
Weird.
It was nasty this morning.
Nasty this morning.
It got better. Mm-hmm. It got better in the afternoon. It got actually sunny.
Sunny, beautiful, yeah.
But
now it's getting cold, windy, and it's
supposed to... flurries tomorrow.
No, tomorrow, yeah.
It's supposed to get 1 to 3 inches up in Kokomo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they said different parts of the, I think down south too, right? I heard something about Bloomington getting it. So.
Possibly, I don't know.
Yeah, south and north of us.
It's kind of crappy.
It is.
No, it's not kind of crappy. It is
crappy. It is crappy, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, yeah, it's been a good week, I think. I don't know. I'm tired. I remember I told you I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is a good week. It's a good week. Fun. Yeah. I'm excited.
This is going to perk you right up.
What? This the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had something better than that.
No, right?
No.
I had a stack of cash.
It
over
is.
There,
it is something that does perk me up.
I think Nate took it.
This podcast and this Coke that I got for free at White Castle.
Ooh. There you go.
Second one in a row at White Castle. They're like, that's it. You don't have to pay. I'm like, seriously? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, thank you. I don't want to say, but it might be because of who I am. Pretty big deal.
That's probably right, yeah.
They you batted your eyes at them, didn't you?
Podcast star.
So, yeah. Shout out early to White Castle. No, it is a good week.
Because they need one, right?
Yeah.
What did we do this weekend? Past weekend?
Well,
I just lounged around the house in my pajamas. That's not true.
Is that all you did?
No.
Didn't we have fun Saturday?
Oh, my gosh.
We had a blast.
We didn't want it to end, right?
Went to the Hannah House and did a tour, and it was fantastic, I would have to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Better than I even thought.
We had 19 of us there.
Yep. That's what I counted.
I only counted one of my personalities, too. I didn't count all of them.
Oh. Okay.
That would have been like 32.
32. yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Nye Brewery here in Plainfield, local establishment.
We went 19 to 11 for that.
And that was even more fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Had we had a good time.
And your mom cracks me up, Nate.
Julie.
Nate's mom, Julie, is fantastic. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Talk about fantastic. She's hilarious. She's fun.
That's my mom.
She makes herself crack up, which is fun. That's what.
Oh, yeah.
She cracks herself up. No doubt. I love that. She's always been that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she always gives me the biggest, warmest hugs.
So she went on the tour, and then I said something. I'm like, what was it? The tour guide said, well, I'm not going up in the attic, but you guys can go up there.
Right. Yeah.
And I
why
said,
not?
And I said, even better reason. And your mom looked at me like, are you crazy? I said, I am crazy.
That's what we're here for.
That's right. And,
she went up there. She was all right.
And then I said, well, when we go to the Monroe House, up north, it's supposed to be, have some demonic activity. She wasn't into that, Nate.
No.
No.
She drew the line there.
Yeah. She had a good time.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. Yeah. And Harrison, even Sean's son, drove. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Had his girlfriend, Brooklyn shotgun.
Was there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They loved it. They had a good time.
Fun time, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time.
It really was.
Nice. And my cousin, I got to saw my cousin, Julie, and her son, Keegan. I've never met him. Mm-hmm. And his wife, and then two friends of Julie's. So. Yeah.
So Julie was the
so I got
most
to see
prominent
family.
Name out there.
Julie. It was the
Julie
name of the night.
Julie. Yeah.
And then other than Sharon and Karen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yep. Sharon
Karen.
And Karen. Yep.
I'm going to make sure I got those names right.
Sharon's Karen.
So, yeah, I wish Sharon Saturday could have lasted a lot longer, but it seemed like it lasted enough time.
That just means we'll have to do it again.
That's right. Soon. Well, good. Anything else here? No. Anything else you want to say before we get to the sponsor?
Nothing I can think of.
Well, Sean, how about a sponsorship?
We got it. Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Well, thank you, Micah, and Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
You did.
I've used it. And you nailed it.
Yes, as I do every time.
We appreciate their sponsorship, don't we?
Professional. Yep. That's what
guys,
we are.
Go get you some Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Nate, are you still using it?
Yeah, I had it on Saturday night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought something looked different.
Mm-hmm.
I smelled a musk. I smelled the essence.
The Sasquatch Nate. Musk.
That's why the ladies couldn't stay away from you, huh?
I said, this is Yeti. Yeti musk. Did you have it on Saturday?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yep. He didn't believe you.
I didn't believe it. I wasn't sure if that was fake.
Ravishing.
No.
No, I used it.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Go get you some, people. I mean, if you have a beard, why not? Doesn't mm-hmm. make sense to not.
It makes zero sense.
It smells good. Keeps it tamed.
Ooh,
tamed. Like a refined Sasquatch.
Mike would like to hear that. A refined mm-hmm. Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Suit and tie and everything, right? Mm-hmm. An ascot.
Monocle. Oh. Top hat.
Yeah. Oh.
You're painting quite the picture now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite the Sasquatch.
Cigar jacket.
Smoking jacket.
Smoking jacket.
Yeah, just
with his initial on it. S.
You have studied this, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what we're...
You're all about the detail.
That's how I like to envision Sasquatch. Mm-hmm. I like to think of him as going to the... or like wearing some big old wings and we're in the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert and I'm hammer drunk. And I'm like, wait a minute, something's different about that.
I like baby Sasquatch.
Baby Sasquatch?
Yeah.
Don't know a word. All right, let's move on. Hey, looky here.
Oh.
Ooh. Todd's dad joke of the show.
I'm ready for it.
It's that time.
I'm ready. I'm going to get it this time.
You think so?
Is it a riddle joke?
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Why do scuba divers fall backwards into the water? Why do they fall backwards
I'm
into
not gonna
the
get
water?
It. Sorry. I lied.
Sean doesn't know. Nate?
I've scuba dived, so.
Because if they fell forwards, they'd still be in the boat.
That's true.
I have heard that before, mm-hmm. but yeah, I still couldn't get it. That's funny.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now you said you have scuba diving.
Yeah, I certified at one time.
Did you?
Or another? Yeah, way back.
I've always wanted to try it.
But. Yeah, you go tank first because the tank's heavy. Yeah, you don't want it smacking you in the head.
Drags you down.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Or you'd still be in the boat.
Yeah, knocked out.
You'd feel awfully silly.
Hey,
right?
Tom, wake up. You know,
mm-hmm.
So there you go. You gotta always fall backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's good. The boat. That's Todd's dad joke.
It's good every week
of the show.
That's a good one. I like that one.
It actually is.
What do you mean? That's
is it like my most surprised.
Yeah. What kind of nonsense is this?
What are you talking about? Is that good every week?
And like I say, as always, you're welcome, creepies. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at here. Sean.
Yes.
First announcements.
I got them over here. If we do anything that's important around here, do we do anything that's important?
We try.
We try. We get try. Together. We have fun. We talk about creepy stuff. But the most important thing that we do is to build a mental health community here. And we want you to get help. So call or text 988 or text HOME to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
And I am not looking forward to the wintertime. So.
Yeah.
Do you guys get, on a serious note, do you guys get seasonal depression? Or
no.
No? I don't either.
I don't.
I really don't.
I don't like the fact of getting up in the dark and going to work and then coming home in the dark and not having any sunlight to do something outside when I get home. I don't like that, but I don't get depressed over it.
Yeah, I don't either. You, Sean?
No, I do.
I just think it is
I like
it is.
The weather yeah. with longer days, warmer weather.
Oh, I do too.
But I don't mind the slowdown a little bit. I honestly don't mind. It's kind of nice, and it's kind of a nice excuse to rest more and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
Well, I know.
But no,
when,
I don't get depressed.
When we were eating dinner on Saturday, I was sitting there, and we're getting towards the end of it, and it's like, what time is it? It's got to be 11 o'clock or something.
It was down, like 7:30.
Like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
It
feels like it.
I know.
Okay. Night's young.
Well, but you know, the good thing is we started our, the tour started at 5. So it's not like it was.
It was yeah. in the light. And then by the time it was done, it was darkish, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we got started earlier. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. then, and we had been busy for, what, 45 minutes or close to an hour, I bet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we were walking around outside. Man, I was freezing though outside. And then we got to the brewery. I was freezing in there. I don't mm-hmm. know what was going right. on. I looked at it, and I'm like, no, they got the heat on. It says 72. I was cold. I don't know what the deal was. But anyway, no, it was fun. Yeah. No, I don't get seasonal depression either. I just get depressed.
Yeah, I was here. Like, I just get year-round.
Yeah.
So I different
get,
than my normal.
I get the 12-month depression.
Yeah.
I try not to
oh boy,
pay attention to stuff that I can't really control.
No.
I can't control weather. Sunlight. So.
Yeah. No, that's weather is one thing. Mm-hmm. You know what, Nate? That is true. That's yeah, the weather.
It's a good,
that's a pretty
it's a good
much,
thing we can control politics now.
Politics and the weather, right?
Yeah, right.
We got them under control.
Cloud well, seeding.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Well, get yourself some help, and that is the information. Thank you, Sean, mm-hmm. for those announcements.
You're most welcome.
I don't have anything for special announcements. So
nothing?
No, nothing. So I'm going to cross that off.
Okay.
Now. Or to the second most important part of the show,
mm-hmm.
after Todd's dad joke of the show. What are we going to talk about, Sean?
Well, this is my pick, and it is Top Haunted Attractions.
Yeah.
And please check out our show notes for the source links that we used for this topic.
Should have chosen this for the during Halloween time.
I know. Mm-hmm. You know what?
But that's okay.
Yeah.
But then,
hindsight, right? 2020.
But I'm like, it's hey, who cares?
We're just dragging it out a little bit.
That's right. It's always haunted time. It's always spooky, creepy, scary time here.
When this drops,
the Mako
it'll be,
studio.
Gosh, it'll be between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Christmas or Thanksgiving will be over, right? When this drops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. pretty much. Because it's next week, a week mm-hmm. from tomorrow.
Hey, mm-hmm. people can get a list put together and book plane tickets and go to these different attractions.
Oh, I thought you were saying put a list together, and like we could put a list together, and they can
yeah.
buy stuff for the Mako boys.
We're adding this to our list.
Oh,
sure.
For Christmas?
I wear a large. I wear Adidas.
Are we naughty or nice?
We're creepy. We're creeped out. We're creeped out.
Good way to answer that.
We are creeped out.
There you go.
So there's no foundation, guys, for this. So
nope.
It's kind of hard to do a
I
foundation.
I looked and I looked and I looked and I just couldn't find one.
No foundation. That's okay. But you want to start, Sean?
I do. Okay.
What do you have for us?
This is one of my favorite ones because it's a local one for us. So I thought this would be a good place to start. Hmm. Good old Hamilton County. It is the Headless Horseman, Connor Prairie. You know, basically, what do they mm-hmm. call that? Like extravaganza, let's call it that. No, I'm just kidding. So it says Connor Prairie transforms into Connor Scary. Families can enjoy the classic haunted wagon ride.
See now what
you,
they did.
So Nate's got, yeah, you like that.
I like what they did there.
Nate has stories on this one, doesn't he?
Huh?
Yeah.
Do I?
Don't you? Is this one where the dummy came down and hit Rachel?
No, that's Hannah.
Oh, Hannah's Haunted Acres. Never mind, sorry. So families can enjoy the classic haunted wagon ride through a Conner Prairie, the Conner Prairie grounds. There's also a barrel train ride, tubing hill, apple spin ride, midway games, spooky shows, magic tricks, and fortune telling. Don't miss the 11-acre corn maze included in the Headless Horseman admission, which features three paths, a kid's maze for younger guests, a puzzle maze that is perfect for families, and a haunted maze inspired by ghost stories from the region. Now, that's my favorite part of it.
Hmm.
The 1859 balloon voyage will fly, weather permitting. Balloon passes are an additional cost. Enter the Scarecrow Building Contest. All entries displayed at the Headless Horseman Festival, where visitors can vote on the top three. Of course, they have food and beverages and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's always a joy out there.
I've never gone to that.
You haven't? Mm-hmm. Oh, for whatever reason, I thought you had. But yeah, that makes sense. It was a hand and haunted.
No, I've gone out there for a concert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I kind of pretty.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I've been there.
Went there. I used to live.
Michael Jackson experience.
Used to live across from. Did you really?
I did the Queen experience.
Free tickets too. The Queen. That would have been cool.
That's fun.
I did the Beatles experience.
Of course you did. And then also, I've done Conner Prairie four times.
Long time ago. Yeah.
And I've been there for Christmas. For a Christmas.
Ever gone up in the hot air balloon?
No.
Me neither.
I haven't either.
I have not.
Well, they have a hot air balloon.
Oh, do they? I was wondering what that is. I gotcha.
Go up in it.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. No, I have not. Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, that was a good start, Sean.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Conner Scary. I like the Conner Scary.
Conner Scary.
Conner Scary. Nate, you want to go? What do you have, sir?
I have Akron Haunted Schoolhouse in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
The Akron Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory have haunted Northeast Ohio for nearly 50 years. The iconic attractions housed in two historic South Akron buildings have been a staple of the Halloween experience for many in Summit and surrounding counties for decades. customers begin their night in the haunted schoolhouse, making their way through all three floors of the horrors that Miss Alva has prepared for them in the old Thomastown schoolhouse. After traversing the monster midway, complete with food trucks and a full bar, visitors make their way over to the laboratory. Four floors of Dr. Guggenheim's gruesome scientific horrors and experiments gone wrong.
Ooh. Oh.
I want to go to this
Guggenheim.
One.
Dr. Guggenheim? is that the name?
Guggenheim.
Guggenheim.
Guggenheim apostrophe S.
Oh, okay.
Well, apostrophe S for
Guggenheim.
Him. Guggenheim.
I say Guggenheim.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yes, very good. That sounds good. Where's that one at?
Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio. Okay, yep. Not too far from
Akron.
It. I've got one here from Stone Mountain, Georgia. That's why I picked it, because of Georgia. Mm-hmm. It is called the Netherworld Haunted House. Ooh, the Netherworld. Netherworld Haunted House is a dark, walk-through scare filled with live actors, cool special effects, and the monsters from your childhood nightmares that you can't... This is written weird. And the monsters from your childhood nightmares that you just can't seem to shake. One feathered haunt is called Wake the Dead, in which guests must battle vampires, angry spirits, and the undead. Mr. Grendel's birthday party of horrors is filled with musty clowns. Musty clowns.
Ugh. That makes me cringe. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Especially after our clown talk last time, you know.
So it's filled with musty clowns, so beware before sampling the cake. Ooh. Gross. It's
really gross, actually.
I don't think I'll take a piece of the cake.
I'll pass.
I'll pass it.
Right. Yeah. Here, Milton. Pass it on.
I didn't get my cake. But last year, I didn't.
Pass the cake.
Yeah, pass the cake, Milton.
Yeah. That is the Netherworld Haunted House in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Georgia? Georgia on your mind.
Georgia.
Now, we've talked about this one before as a member when that was a long time ago when we did Haunted Caves, but Lewisburg.
Oh, good grief. That was
Haunted Cave. Was that this? I don't think this was this podcast. Wasn't that the podcast before we did?
Yeah, that's right.
Lewisburg Haunted Cave in Lewisburg, Ohio. Ohio. Located in the limestone 80 feet under Lewisburg, Ohio, the Lewisburg Haunted Cave features live actors, animatronics, special effects, multiple mazes, and a natural cave formation that creates a slew of frightening scenes. The attraction holds a Guinness World Record for the longest walk through a horror house at 3,563 feet long. For a less horrifying, why would you want that, yet still spooky experience, take a mine wagon tour to see Ohio's largest brown bat population. Oh. Over 30,000 of them live in the cave.
30,000, you say?
Yeah, I like this picture.
Yes.
Looks like Skeletor and his pumpkins.
Yeah.
Looks very cool.
I've heard about that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty popular. I think I've seen it on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it before. I would love to go.
The bats is what. Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool.
That's batty.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Or is it goody?
It's a goody. Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing.
Very good. Excellent.
All right. We have, and I've pre-read this one, and I like this.
I
don't know if we'll ever get out here, though. This is Fear Factory, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh,
yeah. Let me real quick. Mm-hmm. The owners and the operators of this was on one of the podcasts I listened to.
Oh, really?
I'm going to try to get them on our show.
Oh, that'd cool. be fun.
Yeah. Very cool guys.
Maybe they'll fly us out.
That'd be nice. That would be nice. Anyway.
No pressure.
Yeah.
All right. So here is Fear Factory. Consists of 6 historic factory buildings up to 6 stories high with 2 underground passages and is a massive haunted attraction in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA, and the boasts of grim past. I don't understand. Oh, okay. Salt Lake City, Utah, USA. And boasts a grim past of 11 documented historical deaths. With a long list of local, national, and international awards, Fear Factory has quickly grown to be one of Utah's and the world's favorite Halloween entertainment attractions. With nearly 400 seasonal staff and close to 3/4 mile of walkthrough, interactive, scaring, and fun spaces. It's a full-scale production, including top makeup, costumes, and set designs.
Yep. That's what I want to get. I want to get them on the show as I'm trying to clear my voice.
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah. I think that one would be really, really fun.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'd imagine they'd fly us out there. You know, all expenses paid.
Before I forget to ask it, I have a weird question.
What is it?
If we had the opportunity to have a haunted location that is legitimately haunted in history and all that stuff.
You mean like a real haunted
or a haunt or have our own haunted attraction that would be like the scale of something like this, what would you guys rather have?
Ooh, I'd have to think about that one.
I know. That's a tough one. I kind of think I'd like the haunted, like truly haunted.
Mm-hmm. And well, then, that because you can do
and all both year round.
But then again, my goal is to have an all year round.
Yeah, so you could do both.
How about both?
Why not both? Well, there's 3 of us, so let's why not do 3 things?
Right.
Why not? We do like a haunted house.
Haunted house. A real haunted
spa.
House,
no,
a haunted attraction.
And a log flume.
A log flume. That's probably better than my haunted spa.
I was going to say the tilt-a-whirl, but that's the log flume works fine.
a scary roller coaster would be fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the creepy coaster.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'll write that down. The creepy coaster.
Demonic drop or something. Really.
No, I got it.
You got it?
As you're up on like a hill to drop. You know, give you the drop. Mm-hmm. There's a fake section of the track that collapses.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Write that down, too. It's a false track.
At some point in the ride, you have to have Nate going, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy fall.
did I ever tell you guys that at work I have been known, and maybe I did this for a long time. I think it's because of the podcast, though. I'll be with patients, and it's not that I'm not listening to them. It's just that I'm apparently being very agreeable or kind of like trying to transition to do something that we're supposed to be working on. But they say that I say, yeah, that's right, a lot during with patients. Like, that. Yeah, that's right. And I said, I think this is podcast sound coming through. That's right.
That and haint.
I don't ever say haint that I know of, but I could. I might. Nobody's pointing that out to me.
You say haint all the time.
Not to you guys, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. We're never going to figure that out.
What is that?
Haint no problem.
Did I say it again?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. I'm going to try not to say that.
I wear my headphones up on top of my ears.
I like it a lot.
Man, my ears are killing me from my hat, my glasses. So. All right. I've got one. This is the Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I saw that one.
There is a large family behind this haunt who live and work there night and day to outdo themselves as others try to catch up. The Haunted Hayride meanders through a dense forest where shadows loom and is filled with huge sets, immersive sound, and special effects. The Bates Motel is packed with enough immersive features in fright to send even the bravest running for the exit. This is no ordinary roadside stop. It's a destination for the best in fright for fun. I like that. Fright for fun.
I like that too.
I like that. So that is, what was it? The Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
It's almost as good as Connor Scary.
Mm-hmm. Connor Scary, almost. Almost. Not quite, but almost.
You get the screams for your buck.
Yeah.
That's right.
These are fun. I like reading these.
More bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. I got one that is in Monroe, New York. It is called Pure Terror Scream Park. 40 miles from New York City, Pure Terror Scream Park is a behemoth of horror. I like that already.
Behemoth.
This attraction offers 13 haunted experiences in one location, earning it anytime they say the Guinness World Record for something, that's awesome. It's the Guinness World Record for the longest and most terrifying haunted house and trail in the nation. The bloodthirsty vampires in the crypt, the undead climbing from their coffins in Resurrection Cemetery, are brought to life by Pure Terror's Hollywood caliber sets, cutting edge special effects, and professional scare actors. Just this picture alone scares the living bejesus.
Yeah, that would do it.
Right?
Wow.
That would do it.
Hmm. I think I'd run the other way. Yep.
I have another one that is here in Indiana.
Oh.
It's in Fort Wayne.
Mm.
The Hysterium Haunted Asylum.
I heard that one.
Started 20 plus years ago as the Haunted Cave, as the extension of a home haunt gone viral. The name and theme was changed to Hysterium Haunted Asylum in 2014. The scares have been turned up to new levels. The actors trained by nationally known acting and makeup specialist, as well as interactive, immersive scenes. This haunt is ready for you. As you enter Hysterium, you will be immersed immediately into the lobby waiting room where the patients will be glad to see you. They want to get out, and the head nurse has to keep order while you wait your turn into the intake area. If you escape or not, you will be lost in the Hysterium Haunted Asylum and hopefully only have nightmares as you escape.
I love it. I love it. That's my favorite one so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that one too.
I think that one would be a blast.
That one in the Salt Lake City. I like that one. Very cool. I've got the 13th floor haunted house. This one is in Jacksonville, Florida. Designed to be intensely terrifying, 13th floor haunted house in Jacksonville, Florida promises high-quality, immersive, and frightening experiences thanks to its professional-grade sets, props, special effects, and actors trained to create realistic scares. While the adrenaline might make you want to speed through each haunted house, you won't want to miss the fog, strobe lights, jump scares, and monstrous animatronics. That is the 13th floor haunted house in Jacksonville, Florida.
Nice. You know Florida's going to have some good ones.
Oh, yeah.
Every
well, Florida man's scary enough. That's what they do. They just put Florida, a bunch of Florida men in the haunted. Never know what you're going to get.
This is just a regular day for them.
Could be creepy, weird.
you never know what you're going to get, right?
No.
The further south you go. Exactly. No offense.
Exactly.
Sir Henry's Haunted Trail in Plant City, Florida. I might as well stay in Florida, right? It's an entire night of outdoor fun at Sir Henry's Haunted Trail. It's on the Guinness Book of World. No, I'm just kidding. Thanks to the attraction's multiple hand-built interactive horror experiences, each with their own storyline. The central gathering spot is patrolled by roaming scare actors, enhancing the eerie atmosphere. When your heart rate returns to normal, try some escape games, laser tag, axe throwing, and some scary good food from an array of vendors. So they got a little bit of everything, but it's like an all-night deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What a way to spend the night.
What was that one called again?
It is called Sir Henry's Haunted Trail.
Sir Henry's Haunted Trail.
Yeah, I don't know
what,
who Sir Henry is, but whatever.
Sir
sounds very elegant.
Yeah. Sir Hank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Plant City.
Plant City, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we saying it like that?
I have no idea.
Okay. Nate,
that's how the Gators talk now.
I do have one. Man, there are so many attractions out there that are awesome.
And they're attractive.
Okay, this is Niles Scream Park in Niles, Michigan. No mere roadside attraction. The Niles Scream Park takes you to a trip through the scariest, creepiest, most blood-curdling attractions this side of the Continental Divide. Cringe as you tiptoe through three unique haunted houses. Cower as you jostle along on the haunted hayride. Flee frightening apparitions in the field of screams. Taunt your brain in our speed escape rooms. Experience our most intense attraction for adults only. Waiver required.
Oh, waiver required. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nate's getting all the good ones.
Isn't he?
What's going on around here?
Isn't he?
That's another great one. I like that one too. What was that one again?
That is Niles Scream Park in Niles, Michigan.
Niles, mm-hmm. Michigan. Them crazy Michiganders, I tell you.
I have a real quick one.
Yeah.
Pinhurst Haunted Asylum in Spring City, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a real one.
And it says America's most and famous real haunted attraction.
Yeah.
That's all it says.
Oh, that's all it says? We haven't done Pinhurst yet, right? Because I have it on my topic list, but I don't know if we did do it.
I don't think
it.
We have.
Did we do it?
I want to say yes, but I could be wrong. Maybe we haven't.
I don't think
we've Pinhurst. Just talked about it.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I've got it on my topic list, but for some reason I'm thinking, gosh, maybe we did it. I don't know. I've got Thrillvania. I like mm-hmm. that name. Thrillvania Haunted House Park in Dallas, Texas. So, everything's bigger in Texas, including the scares, at Thrillvania Haunted House Park. This sprawling haunt features multiple attractions, each more frightening than the last. Verdun Manor, home to a deranged werewolf and his ghostly bride, and the 2024 season brings many thrilling and spine-chilling changes to the manor. This park is a testament to the art of fear, Texan style, spicy, hot, and thrilling. I wonder what 2025 will be like. Ooh, mm-hmm. since we're like in November now.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. In a weird way, I kind of like talking about them after Halloween. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of fun. Yeah.
Kind of
maybe
bizarre.
We did good.
Yeah, it works.
Good job.
It works. We might get one download, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I've got another somewhat local one. Columbia City Haunted Jail in Columbia City, Indiana.
That's the one I was
going to
do.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want it?
I'm completely kidding. I'm totally
kidding. The Columbia City Haunted Jail. I'm very amicable. You know them. Amiable. Something able. The Columbia City Haunted Jail, which was built in 1875, is certainly one of the most sinister buildings in Indiana. Legends of escaped inmates and ghosts of the executed haunt the jail as guests traverse the cell blocks. Their setup features new production values every year, including props, custom-made masks, and freaky characters. Some of these guys.
Woo. Oh, yeah.
Freaky, freaky.
Looks like some of the guys I saw downtown Indy not too long
ago. Right, exactly, yeah. I've seen them there all the time. At the local haunt, right?
Yeah. I think we saw them on the corner of Hannah and...
We probably did.
Nate, you got one?
Let's see. The Dent Schoolhouse.
Dang it, that's the one I was going to do.
Yep, that's one of Todd's favorite ones.
Actually, let me go, before you say that, that's another one. I actually was in talks with them 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was going to bring the owners on to, or at least somebody in management to talk about the haunted house, and it was a no-go. I mean, not that they didn't want to come on, but we just couldn't get it worked out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, okay. That just reminds me I need to reach back out to them.
There you go. Well, the Dent Schoolhouse, Cincinnati, Ohio. Relive the legend of a murderous janitor and find out the truth about what went on behind the walls of Cincinnati's Halloween tradition. Cinematic sets, award-winning makeup, and sinister storytelling make each trip through the Dent Schoolhouse feel like a real-life horror movie. Over 400 carved pumpkins pepper the unique interactive queue line outside the school. Behind the attractions sit the Monster Midway, a large interactive experience with many escape games, fresh donuts, axe throwing, the spooky shop, gift shop, and massive photo ops makes a night out to the Dent Schoolhouse a perfect fall experience.
And the Dent Schoolhouse, I have seen many because I follow them on Instagram. They have many videos to show, but they also do like Christmas and Valentine's and all that type of stuff. So that's kind of not a year round, but they do other kind of like what's the one? Necropolis.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do like a Valentine's and Christmas and all that. Mm-hmm. So like for a weekend, yeah. Very good, Dent Schoolhouse. Yeah. That's a popular one. I've got one. This might be my last one. I'm running out of haunted attractions. The Haunted Hoochie.
Yes!
Ooh.
I was hoping one of us was going to touch that one.
The Haunted Hoochie in Pataskala, Ohio. I'm sorry if I didn't pronounce that right. By darn near, I mean, I did pronounce Haunted Hoochie. I did right now, right here. The Haunted Hoochie is a Halloween-themed sensory overload in the best way. Heavy metal music, Nate. Hollywood.
I like it. He likes it
already. Hollywood level special effects, ghoulish actors, graphic and violent scenes, and crazy animatronics at every turn, taking place indoors and outside in settings like a log cabin, musty cellar, swampy bridge, and the frightening woods via hayride. This is one haunted attraction that's intense from beginning to end. That is your Haunted Hoochie in Pataskala, Ohio.
Does that have anything to do with the Chattahoochee?
It doesn't say. I'm not sure if the Hoochie has. You know.
There's a lot in Ohio.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit some Ohio ones.
Yeah. That's three or four of them in Ohio. Yeah.
You want one in Illinois?
Sure.
This one's around or near Chicago. Chicago.
In Chicago in the region.
And it's right. Welcome to the basement of the dead haunted house, where horror and thrills await. They're not your average haunted house attraction. They are a nightmare come to life. Located in Aurora, just outside of Chicago, the Haunted House features two distinct attractions that promise to leave you trembling with fear. First, enter the basement of the dead, where you'll navigate through the twisted corridors of an abandoned underground laboratory. Your heart will race as you encounter terrifying creatures lurking in the shadows, but don't let your guard down, as you'll need to stay alert to make it out alive. Next, brace yourself for our shattered 3D haunted house attraction. Put on your 3D glasses and step into a surreal world where the walls come alive and anything can happen. With its stunning visuals and spine-tingling scares, this attraction leaves you reeling. At the basement of the dead, they take terror seriously. The haunted house is expertly designed to provide an unforgettable experience that is both bone-chilling and heart-pumping. It looks fun.
Hmm.
Like a lot of fun. Look at these guys.
Scary.
Yeah. Scary shadows. They're shadows. Scary monsters.
Yeah, they look a little creepy.
The whole bit. Ooh, look at that thing.
I'd say so.
I'm scared just looking at this stuff.
Well, I found one in Louisville, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Daddy.
The Daddy?
I tried to blend both of the words. Devil's Attic.
Ah, the Daddick.
The Daddick.
Heard it many times.
Since the dawn of time, the devil has been collecting evil souls. Souls that have brought terror to all of us. He keeps them locked away where they have been waiting to unleash their hellish fury. And now the time has come. Welcome to the Devil's Attic. The Devil's Attic is a theatrical style attraction in which you will encounter classic horror film villains, as well as a slight horrific twist on some of the classic monsters of Hallows Eve.
You had me at Hallows Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Sounds good.
This is funny. You know what I found?
I don't think you can go wrong with any of these.
No, I think they're all pretty. Sound pretty good.
This is hilarious. I did not mean to do this, but I found a haunted attraction on Wikipedia is a form of live entertainment that stimulates visiting haunted locations or experiencing horror scenarios. They usually feature fearsome sets and characters, especially demons, ghosts, skeletons, zombies, monsters, possessed people, witches, serial killers, and slashers. Humorous characters may also be included. What in the actual heck? Did you think? I thought there was no foundation.
There's the foundation.
Well, no, I mean.
Isn't that ridiculous? No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's silly.
No,
but
it's
just funny.
There is a Wikipedia on everything.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but it's not always accurate.
But
there's
so
a Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
I'm calling them out now. Yeah, this war. So we. How many? So these are some of the. They did give kind of a top 10, and I think most of the ones.
What
we,
they list?
They list Lewisburg Haunted Cave, which we talked about in Ohio. Basement of the Dead in Illinois, which I just talked about. Field of Scream in Illinois. Headless Horseman hayrides and haunted houses in New York. Netherworld Haunted House in Georgia, which you talked about. 13th Floor Haunted House in Florida, which you talked about. There's a Disturbia Haunted House in Illinois. Midnight Terror Haunted House in Illinois. So there's a lot of Illinois ones, too. Haunted Overload in New Hampshire. And Eastern State Penitentiary, in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we basically hit the highlights, right?
Yep. I like it.
It's like it's... Mainly middle of the country to East Coast, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Midwest, East Coast.
California's got some good ones, though.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll have to hit those.
They have a lot of...
we hit Utah.
Hollywood-ish type, mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, I'm sure
they do. A lot of money put into it. But all these do. All these do.
Yeah, I would say.
It'd be awesome. But it takes, yeah. So if we can maybe rustle up about $100,000, maybe we could put one together.
Yeah. Yeah, we all stopped. Pause.
There's pause. There's one that we missed that's here in Indianapolis.
What's that?
The Haunted Children's Museum.
I almost said that because I was going to say that was my first one I ever went to.
Me too.
And it scared the crap out of me. And I was like 7 or 8. Yeah. So then we took our kids to Lights On because they didn't want anything to do with the dark. No, no.
And then the fun thing is a lot of these actually haunted places like Waverly and
they do a haunted house
in the facility too. So.
And Hannah House.
That's
still
what we have to do next year is get a group to do a haunted attraction.
So when Nate said,
led
let's
by
do
your
both.
Mom, let's, your mom's got to lead the group.
When Nate said, let's do both, that's what he meant.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm down. Guys, I don't have any more haunted attractions. So
I think we could do this all night.
We could, yep.
Well, probably better not. Not if we want to sleep and work tomorrow.
Did you want to end on that, or do you have any others?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was fun, though. What I liked about it is that, you know, they're all similar, but, like, just seeing where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I need me a good haunted castle.
And the names.
Yeah, like, I love the names.
The Haunted Hoochie.
I want a haunted castle out there somewhere. I wonder if we could probably
Do that.
Find some in Europe or something, right?
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to.
Yeah.
You think we could? We could do that, you mean? Like, we could start one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not really.
No problem.
Anyway, that was good. I think the creepies are going to enjoy the top haunted attractions. So,
they better.
Coming off of that, I'm going to say Haunted Dark Side.
You're right.
Or Haunted Dark Side.
Middle-aged Dark Side. I was going to give it to you. It's
Middle-aged Dark Side.
I was going to do a light side, and I had a perfect light side for tonight. Jeez. And I almost did it because I knew you'd probably say Dark Side. But this needs a Dark Side. I'm sorry. It just does. This is Metallica. I know you guys aren't tired of hearing Metallica. Not. I'm going to give this credit to Harrison because he was running down the stairs the other night singing this, and I thought it was hilarious that he was singing it, but it is Fuel. So give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire. Turn on. I see red. Adrenaline crash and crack my head. Nitro junkie. Paint me dead. And I see red. 100+ through black and white. War horse. War head. F'em, man. White knuckle tight. Through black and white. Ooh. Oh. on I burn. Fuel is pumping engines, burning hard, loose and clean. And I burn, turning my direction, quench my thirst with gasoline. So give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Hey, right? I thought they would do that. Turn on and beyond the bone, swallow future, spit out home. I love these lyrics, by the way. Burn your face upon the chrome. Yeah. Take the corner, join the crash. Headlights, headlines. Another junkie lives too fast. Yeah, lives way too fast. Fast, fast. Ooh. Ooh, I burn. Fuel is pumping engines, burning hard, loose and clean. And I burn, churning my direction, quench my thirst with gasoline. So give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. White knuckle tight. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Fuel is pumping engines, burning hard, loose and clean, and I burn, churning my direction, quench my thirst with gasoline. So give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Oh, I burn. Or on I burn, excuse me. You like that? You think that's...
Excellent.
I can hear you do? Oh, head. I was like...
I was just messing with you.
I thought you were going to be like, that was terrible, Sean. What the heck? Let's do the middle-aged light side.
Little light side.
Middle Age, Dark Side. I like it.
I thought you
liked it. I always like that song.
And if we're lucky, real lucky, Nate will play that for us off air.
Yeah. Or on air.
Okay.
Hey, we don't need any lawsuits from Metallica.
Oh, yeah,
that's true. We might get like a minute.
Just be speaking.
I think you could do a minute and not get in trouble. It's like something like that. If you, because other podcasts talk about that, where it's like 30 seconds or a minute. Past that, then you could get sued. But that's right. We won't do that.
You would think that. I mean, we're encouraging people to listen. So,
sure. Yeah,
but I know a few of the Metallica, maybe only one of them has gotten kind of
prove that in the court of law.
Lars.
Lars is right. Hi, Lars.
He's grumpy about everything. He gets grumpy. I like him though as a drummer.
I do.
He gets a bum rap.
Man, oh, everybody I agree. Thinks he's terrible.
He's a good drummer. I'm like,
I don't have
how
a
many albums have these other guys.
Maybe, the only thing that I find absolutely hysterical is everybody talking about the Saint Anger album and the sound of his snare.
Oh,
and people are like, yeah, I'm trying to recreate that snare sound. They'll have like a metal pot or whatever, and smacking it. Ping, yeah. Ping, ping.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because I've looked into this, and I'm like, why is everybody? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But hey, thanks, Sean, for that. Middle-aged dark side. Shout outs. We are to the shout out section. Sean, any shout outs this week?
Shout out. Excuse me. I know we already said it a little bit with the Hannah House, but shout out to everybody that came in or all came
right,
to
I'll
see,
take that yes, off my
every single one of them. Well, I won't name anybody. That way you can still say it.
It's all right.
And I also wanted to mention Augie because Augie's going to be on Unfreaking. I haven't mentioned him in, 2 weeks, right? So he is going to be on Unfreaking Believable with our girlfriends. They're not our girlfriends, but JB Kane, Betsy, and Jenny, our author friends and podcast friends and just our friends. But he's going to be on Unfreaking Believable the day before Thanksgiving. So by the time this drops, he'll have already, it'll be out, but he is going to be talking about his life and his mopo, efforts and message out there. So I think it's going to be awesome. I'm super excited. I just talked to him this morning about it, so he was excited to tell me about it.
Good. That's good. No, that is really...
No, yeah, I know. Give me 2 more weeks, and then I'll shout out again.
No more shouts for Augie.
For Augie. For not
you didn't even listen to our show, man.
Not for the rest of this year.
Just kidding. Nate, any shout-outs?
Shout-out to my mom for coming out and hanging out with
right.
us.
That was fun. Yep.
When I saw her, I thought, man, she looks familiar, and she was talking to you, and I thought... And I was like, is that Nate's sister? It's his mom.
Oh, she gonna like this.
Well, because I told her that. I said, I
know
you
didn't.
And she goes, ooh, what's, I forget, Nicole?
Nicole.
Nicole.
She goes, Nicole's not going to like to hear that. I said, oh, sorry. I'm not saying that she looks old or anything, but your mom looks extremely young.
No, that's has You've had happened that happen for years. They're always, they
or
always
that she's
I'm her husband.
Right, that, yeah, that's you're married.
It's like, no, that's my mom.
No way. Who's your old ball and chain? That's my son.
That's great. That's my son. So shout out to Julie, huh?
Nate's not amused.
I like it. Is that it?
Yeah.
I've got 2 shout outs. One, I'm coming off of what Sean said. Shout out to the group that came out to the Hannah House and had good friends, and I had some family. So did Nate and Sean. And then Desiree, I can't remember her married name now. Desiree was used to be Mattingly. She is my tattoo artist, and she gave me a new tattoo today. And it says, Alium Diem Pagnare. That means fight another day. It's in Latin. So shout out to Desiree doing another excellent job. So I've got
that sounds like something you'd hear on Harry Potter, but yeah.
Alium Diem Pagnare, Harry.
Sean turns into a pig.
Why is my head shrinking?
Oh, I got to go. Shout out to her, though. Yeah. Another excellent job.
It's awesome. It really looks very cool.
My next one's scheduled already for February. I hate to wait 13 more weeks, but I will. Huh?
The pirate one.
I don't know. Pirate, I've got a ghost one, and then I want to do Romans 8. So, anyway. So those are my shout outs.
What Roman 8 eat?
Huh?
What Roman eat?
Roman 8.
Whatever they wanted.
9.
Romans 8, whatever they
Romans
wanted.
Romans 8, chili.
That leads us to the fact that we're all going to someday. We talked about it. I know we didn't agree to it at all, but get a joint tattoo together.
I don't like tattoos.
You don't like that.
I only have 34.
Not with me, right?
Hey, anytime. You guys got to
step
up to the plate. Nate, you
got
to.
I've only got one.
I don't have one.
Shout outs. That's it. So coming off of that, we have another sponsorship. Todd, tell about the sponsor. Okay, Todd, I will. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Marka Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts. And excellent job as always, Todd. Well, thank you, Todd. I nailed it.
What do you need us again for?
I don't know. Well, I need Nate.
I'm going to hand it over to Todd again.
Sean, I've never needed you.
I know.
Somehow, you know I'm kidding.
What am I doing here?
You know I'm kidding.
You get us all name tags that we can put on a shirt. They'll all say Todd.
Hey, speaking of name tags.
Todd.
Where are the nameplates?
Nameplates? I thought you had them in the box.
Are they in the box? Stuff. Okay.
They may just not get unpacked. Okay. Every time we go to a live show, we don't lose anything. We just don't always get anything out.
I don't know why. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. Excellent. Thank you, Scott and Corey, for sponsoring the show from Greenwood Happy Haunts. We love you guys. Thank you. Coming off of that, Sean, second announcements, please.
I got them over here. You can follow us on our social media accounts. That's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and Rumble. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's 2 A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be on a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials. Yes, it's my turn.
That is. That's right. Mm-hmm. It is your turn. I kind of told a really sad story.
You did, but it was good, though.
Yeah.
That's good.
But it was Indiana related. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was sad, though.
I know. Thank you, Sean, for that. Mm-hmm. Nate, it's your turn, sir.
Come one, come all. If you're brave enough for next year. But for now, that's a wrap.
Ooh, man, I wasn't sure where he was going.
That was up and down and all around. I like it. Had a beginning, a middle, and an end. I like it.
I wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure, but you came through. He never lets us down. Mm-hmm. This guy, I tell
you, his own spooky attraction, right?
You think he's over there just, you know, moving the knobs and the switches and the levels. No, he comes through with
adjustments.
That darn, that's a wrap every single time.
Are you saying he makes
sound
good?
More zeros for you, Nate.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, how about that? Sean, no zeros for you.
Got it. I'm giving them to him, right?
No zeros for me either. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 194 and our discussion on the top haunted attractions. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.